You had a question about laryngitis. Has this happened to you a lot, Barry?
It's been going off about the last 5 or 6 years.
Whoa. Are you a cigarette smoker?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Do you have to work in a room with a lot of cigarette smokers or no?
No, I was teaching school and I was yelling a lot.
I see. Okay. Well, how old a man are you?
62.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 210.
Okay. Well, the most common thing that I think happens for irritation to the throat is that we experience not the best digestion, okay? And what that actually means is that when you lay down, okay, let me back up. You got to get a little perspective here. When you as a human being, as a mammal, were engineered for raw food. The act of eating cooked food forces your body to produce enzymes, in particular hydrochloric acid at your stomach. The HCl, usually after about age 30, 40, 50, is often not enough to digest especially cooked meat, which requires tremendous amounts of HCl. So then we eat this meal we can't quite digest at night, and we lay down. And now the food rots in the stomach, and it makes lactic acid, burns just like hydrochloric acid, and some of that gets up toward the throat. Whoa. So we wake up, and the throat is not a happy camper, especially the length of time you've been enduring this, okay? So obviously you should see a medical doctor and make sure there's nothing, no medical condition going on here. But assuming you've already done that, then what you've got to do is get this digestion back to track. And at your body weight and your age, the first thing you're going to want to get is a couple of Quantum Digest, which you would take at the start of meals, okay?
Yes.
And then the end of the meal, this is the key player, you'd go on the HCL detox kit. Now, your weight and your age, you'd probably use about 6 HCL and 2 activator at the end of the meal. And what you should observe is within a couple of weeks that you're waking up and your voice clears way better than it did before. And over time, and of course there are nutrients we can use for the mucous membranes there. One of the most famous ones is L-glutamine, an amino acid, and this can be a big help. But I'll tell you, other things are awesomely effective as well, like aloe vera, because they're very soothing and they promote the best structure and function for the mucous membranes that line the throat and the esophagus. And so that they could be used right along with it. Like, we make a product called Aloe Drink, and this is an organic inner leaf aloe. If you get the outer leaf, that's a kind of a cathartic. It really promotes bowel movements. So, you know, if you start taking that, you're going to be making a run for it to the toilet. That's something we use to really clean out the intestines. The aloe drink is the inner leaf. We use that to promote the best structure and function for the mucous membranes of the GI tract or anywhere, the nose, anywhere. So using an ounce or about a jigger of that 3-4 times a day, that might speed the process for you as well. But I think this is a blessing in disguise, because most men in America, on average, die at age 72, and the reason they do is they're starving to death. They can't digest their food. So you've got, 10-year, heavy-duty 6-year warning. Jump all over it and see if you can't enjoy and keep the best health for a lot longer period of time. Okay, Barry?
Very good, Dr. Marshall. One more question, please.
Go ahead.
Tinnitus. What will be good for ringing in the ear?
Ringing in the ear. Okay.
Yes.
Ringing in the ear, or tinnitus, is one of two things typically. One, you've damaged the eardrum, like the kids go into these concerts where the music is so loud. I can't go to those. They put me in pain. Even if I sit in the back, I don't know why someone enjoys that. But if you do that, you could break the eardrum, and now you're in deep trouble. I definitely am not a recommender of that. Assuming that you haven't done that, then the next most common thing is calcium has been laid onto the inner ear. And this calcification is very common when we have low stomach acid, that's you, and most likely you, and also when we're mineral deficient. But most of us, as soon as our HCl goes low, we become mineral deficient because we need it to help ionize minerals in food. So the first thing we want to do is get our pH back, like we talked about before. I had a caller. I was talking about getting healthy bones and joints, and that was the pH trio, pH paper, maybe support for parathyroid and kidney. And so now we've got our minerals going in. Now what many people do is take their HCl to double or triple what they would normally use, because it promotes the dissolution of calcium deposits around the body. So the hydrochloric acid can help the body to mobilize little deposits of calcium wherever they may be, including the ear. Now, if you find this only in one ear, it may be the result of a blow or trauma that injured or traumatized that ear. So that's another possibility. If that's the case, then we would go to things like Medibody packs. And if you call the order line, they can talk you through how to do a Medibody pack, okay?
All right, Dr. Marshall.
Good luck, my friend, and give me a buzz after about a month or so, or even a couple of weeks, and let me know how you're doing.
All right, thanks very much, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Bye now.